I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Last time we talked about base running idiocy. This time we'll take a look at a common batting mistake. Most people who stand at the plate with a bat in their hands would like to hit the ball, but not everybody. I'm a pitcher, and often I encounter a player who takes the first pitch no matter how hittable it might be. And sometimes I pitch against a team where every single player takes the first pitch. It must be some kind of an idiotic team strategy. Now this might be a good idea if the pitcher is having control problems, but you're really putting yourself in a hole when the pitcher can throw strikes. Usually the batters drop that take the first pitch strategy when they see they're standing there with two strikes after the first pitch. One of my favorite quotes in softball is, "I didn't pay $300 for this bat so I could walk." Imagine a game where no batter swung a bat. Everybody just stood at the plate and either walked or got called out on strikes. Lots of fun, right? But that's what it seems some teams try to do in a game. A famous Little League coach once said that most Little League batters would have higher on-base averages if they came to the plate without a bat. That's because they'd walk more. They wouldn't swing at bad pitches. And I think some softball coaches share that philosophy. I have players on my teams who often look at called third strikes. I don't understand this at all. If I have two strikes on me, I'm swinging at the next pitch unless I can't reach it. And yes, that means I'll swing at a bad pitch that's obviously a ball. Why? Because I've seen too many times when the ump called that sure ball a strike. Remember, folks, these aren't major league umpires. Their strike zones may be inconsistent. Why take a chance on being called out on a bad pitch? It happens all the time. In my co-rec game just last night, my team faced a pitcher who was either fantastic or horrible. I can't figure out which. He consistently threw two unbelievably bad pitches to every batter. I mean, they hit the ground 2 feet in front of the plate or they went over their heads. What do you do when you're standing there one pitch away from a walk and the pitcher can't hit the broadside of a barn? Or so it seems. You take the next pitch, right? Especially in co-rec, when a walk to a guy puts him on second instead of first. Well, that's what a lot of my players did. They took the next pitch, and it was always a strike. Which means that batter was now standing there with a 3-2 count, and he had to swing at the next pitch if it was near the plate. And that's exactly what he got, a pitch near the plate that might have been called a ball or a strike. You have to swing at those when you've got two strikes on you. So all night long, my batters were swinging at bad pitches, and we lost by one run to a team that on paper we should have 10-run ruled. Back to the problem of looking at a strikeout pitch. When a batter walks back to the dugout after a called third strike, does he say, "Wow, that was a great pitch, I should have swung"? No. He says, "But that pitch was a ball. The ump was nuts to call that a strike." And he's often right about that. But you know what? If the ump says it's a strike, it's a strike. It doesn't matter where it went. That batter is just as out as he would have been if the pitch were perfect. Thanks for listening. For more articles on softball strategy, visit my book page, slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.